When even some of the biggest newspapers in the country only put out print editions a few times a week, no one should be surprised by a campus newspaper that only has an online edition. So it is for the Siskiyou at Southern Oregon University in Ashland. The paper went online only a few years ago, and the people who manage and care for it are working to keep the Siskiyou alive and growing, too. So let's get a status report on a future plan. The co-editors are here in the studio with us. Eric Gelfi, welcome to you.
Welcome.
And Eli Stillman is here as well. Hi, Eli.
Hello.
So give us a bit of a check of like what's been going on with the Siskiyou in the last couple of years. I already determined that neither of you guys has been on campus long enough to remember when it was actually a printed paper.
That's right. Well, about a year ago, it switched over from being a club on campus to just a class where students could enroll, get a couple credits, and were graded for their work that they turned in on the weekly basis. I'm told that back in, I want to say, the early 90s and 2000s, it was a really competitive club, and that was due to the journalism program on campus. There were a lot of people who were really interested in writing and were just working to get their articles in, and it was really competitive and tough to even write for it. And then with the cutting of the program and classes like that, we saw less journalists on campus and there was less participation in the club. And so that's the time when they decided to get more publications and things like that. They needed to switch it to a class so that kids were working for a grade. So we've been about a year that it's been in that form. And what the problem is that we haven't seen too many people enrolling in the class. And so with low enrollment, the communications department, which oversees it, is having problems trying to keep the class going because they figure if they were to reappropriate resources and have the teacher who teaches the class, Julie Akins, teach a different class that could be better populated and just help more students. So that's where we're at right now. And so if we do see them cut the class, we'll have to restart as a public club again.
Julie Akins, the former news director at KOBI.
Yes, sir.
Okay, yes. I've worked for Julie Akins in the past, in fact.
So, oh, yeah.
So we share some experiences here. So what? How did you guys get involved in this? I mean, there are no journalism students, you said now. No journalism program on campus, right? So
no.
What are you guys in college for?
Well, I'm a communications major. I was originally declared as journalism at my community college, even though we didn't have a paper there. But it was something that I kind of got into, just reading articles and with different media outlets. I mean, Vice News and like on Twitter, it's really easy to find up-to-date articles right away. And once I got into that world, I just kept going with it. Eric took a little different approach to his.
Yeah, I'm actually a psychology major, but I'm a creative writing minor, and so I've been getting into that, and I'm friends with Eli, and when he got involved in the paper, I thought, hey, why don't we get some creative writing involved, and I kind of came on as a co-editor and tried to incorporate some more creative work into the paper to kind of showcase the stuff that SOU students have been doing.
Given that you guys have grown up in the digital age, I mean, is it hard for people on campus who may not even have ever really used a newspaper, come to think of it, to get used to wrap their minds around the idea of what a newspaper is and does?
I'd say yes and no. It's a little that's kind of been one of our downfalls, is that a lot of people don't read the paper online because it's not as easily seen, whereas
when it was out in the racks, it was
that's something else. My girlfriend goes to Chico State University, where they have the paper, the Orion, and I was asking her, I was like, hey, do you read your school paper? Like, how often do you see it? And she said, well, I mean, once every other week or every week, I'll just sit down and there'll be one in front of me on a bench or something like that. Like, you just see them, you pick them up and read them. It's the same with talking to people here. Our cross-country coach, Greer Gatlin's been here for a while. And he told me a couple weeks ago that everybody used to read the Siskiyou. It was like tough to even get your hands on when they first came out because it was good writing and it was stuff going on campus and it's just stuff that everyone wanted to see. So it's a little more difficult with online, where we're like, hey, go check out our website here. You can find this story. It's a little more of a process for people to go online and do that.
And what kinds of numbers does it pull in as an online publication? I mean, how many people Ben, do you have numbers to compare it with from when it was a print publication? How many copies you printed versus how many people look at it online now?
I'm not sure the number of prints that we did back then, but we usually... So Wednesdays, Thursdays are our main times because that's when we have the new release story. And then when our stories are released, we have it linked to our Twitter and our Facebook. And so that's where we pull most of our numbers speculating. I think they've been an average of like 400, 500 on those days, and then it'll go down with the week as the stories are older, and then Wednesday it'll spike back up again.
Mm-hmm. So 400 or 500 when you're first have your stuff out.
Yeah.
Have you thought about putting stuff out in you know bits and pieces as they come in and are finished? Because I'll tell you something, that's a hard lesson to learn for deadline journalists like ourselves. Where you can put stuff out as it comes to you rather than have to wait for the next newscast.
Mm-hmm. And that's, we haven't quite gotten to that point, but what we've been talking over, if we are able to get the printed papers back, is being able to release small headlines like check for the full story in this upcoming edition or little clips like that. But that's something that we'll have to work with when we get there.
Eli Stillman and Eric Gelfie are our guests on the Jefferson Exchange, co-editors of the Southern Oregon University newspaper, the Siskiyou, which is trying to stay in business on campus. Join us on the Jefferson Exchange with comments or questions at 800-838-3760, 800-838-3760, or send emails to jx@jeffnet.org and check out their picture on our Facebook page. So how many people do you have altogether? There's two editors, which seems like you certainly have enough management people in place. Mm-hmm. How about the rank and file?
Well, it's been a little difficult also because with the quarter system, we have new people who are coming in every term. So
you didn't even know who your staff is yet, now that it's like the second day back from spring break?
No, because we haven't met yet as the class. But we were able to force two kids to come back. No, we didn't force them. They did a great job last quarter. And like so many kids that start, they had little to no experience, and they just got wrapped up in it and loved it. We had a sports guy and another who was doing like biology clubs and things like that. So it's really cool with even people who don't have experience, they're able to find what they like around campus and then just get into a groove of covering that. We're hoping, I think right now I checked, it was like 12 or 13 kids signed up for the class, which will be awesome if we can get that and even get a few others to join as well. What's something that we're looking into is trying to do specific feature pieces, also like have people who aren't able to sign up for the class full time send in not only for the creative writing features, but also with restaurant reviews or running reviews. We've had a couple races in the area that we want to cover, things like that, who have a different specialty.
It must be tricky just to figure out what to cover. I mean, because you're trying to cover things on campus, but you're also in a community. You're in Ashland, Oregon, and in the larger Rogue Valley. So, I mean, does that make picking and choosing what you're going to put people on somewhat tricky?
A little bit. What we do is we try to think about stories that are going on nationally as well as locally. And then if they're a larger national story, Julie's really good about suggesting ways that we can connect it to stuff that's going on in the area so that people will be interested in it. Like when, I mean, we were talking about like viruses or vaccinations, talk that. I mean, Ashland's the super hot spot, as I've seen on the Jefferson. We've done tons of stories like that. So, I mean, things like that, we're able to connect it pretty well. And it's interesting, even for being a small community, how relative things can be here.
Eric Gelfie, what kinds of creative writing things do you want to get into the Siskiyou if you had all the people and all the stuff you needed?
Oh, well, the main goal is just to make a venue for SOU students to share their work, you know, to get it out there and we can all read it. Because, you know, I've been in a lot of classes and there's a lot of cool stuff going on, but you know, not everyone has a blog, not everyone knows about it, and this seems like a way to kind of consolidate it all in one place and give everyone a good way to see what their fellow students are doing. And also, just exclusively SOU student work. And we've been featuring students, like really, really exceptional students, and so we'd get like a selection of their work and put it on there. So, I know, my goal is just to gather as many submissions as I can.
Does it all have to be newspaper stuff? Can it be fiction, some of it? Could you have poetry?
Fiction and poetry is mostly what I'm going for. And also artwork, too, drawings and paintings. If people want to send those, I'm actually very happy to take those, too.
There's some really unique areas and courses around SOU, and we've been trying to. We know there's lots of creative writers. Eric's taking classes with them, but they don't want to write for the paper. And so we're trying to get them, like, submit your crazy stories or things like that. And it's been fun.
Sounds like. So you said 12 to 13 people in the class, it looks like, for the quarter that is just getting started now. Has the university identified to you a break-even point? Like, we need to have 10 students in the class for this to work?
No, we haven't been able to, or we haven't gotten an exact number, but I think it's the consistency with not only the readership but also with people sticking with the course. In the past, we've had a little problem with like some people dropping off, or they sign up and then just drop it because it is only a 2-credit class. So I think that not only with enrollment, but we also need to get our readership up, which is what we're trying to do by creating a bigger buzz and working to get strong stories out right away.
Just 2 credits, but it sounds like you put in a lot more work than just 2 hours a week then.
Yeah, it's fun. It's outside work, though, and at first it seems a little daunting, but like once you're able to get in the interviews and talk with people and stuff like that, it doesn't seem like any time at all, really.
Eli Stillman and Eric Gelfie are our guests on the Jefferson Exchange, the co-editors of the Southern Oregon University newspaper, the Siskiyou, which went online only a couple of years ago, one of several issues they're dealing with. Join us on the Jefferson Exchange with comments or questions, 800-838-3760, around the listening area, 800-838-3760. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. How much contact have you had with other student newspapers? I can't imagine you're the only one in this kind of situation across the country.
Well, we actually haven't been in touch with any others, but I know that it's very common with papers, not only on school campuses, but even local papers as well. Back home in Chico, California, I just saw the Synthesis, which is a pretty popular, I'd say the alt magazine. They do a lot of covers of band shows and reviews and things like that. They're actually calling it quits after 21 years, which is sad to see things happen, but it's just a reoccurring trend across the country of papers going out of business and losing readership, losing money, things like that. So what we're feeling isn't anything different than what's going on.
I just think it might benefit you to talk to a campus paper here or there, maybe to find out how they've dealt with some of the challenges that they face. But you're right about the business at large. I mean, mm-hmm. when you think about the fact that the Oregonian only has home delivery in the Portland metro area 4 days a week, and just you have to go to the newsstand to find it if you want it in print form the other 3 days. So getting the Siskiyou back into print form, what do you know about the costs and the obstacles to getting that done?
Well, the main thing that we're going to have to work on is advertisement. And what we need for that is also, it's an interesting paradox. What it is that we need readership, but then we also need advertisement for the readership. And so that's why we're trying to just boost our numbers now, get as much out as we can. And so then we can go to the advertisers and say, look, here's how many people see it. Here's what we need to do to be printed. If it's printed, even more people will see that. So they'll see this logo. And then in that, we're hoping it'll build upon itself.
Seems like you probably could hit up a few marketing students for that, both in terms of marketing and yourself and in terms of getting ad space. So.
And that's something we've talked to also with a couple of the business kids on class or on campus, and again, trying to link these different clubs and special areas.
You've had to be fairly aggressive, it sounds like, the two of you, in trying to get stuff that isn't a natural set of alliances to form on campus.
It's okay. It's a small campus. Everyone's pretty friendly. This last quarter, I definitely went after a couple kids to make them sign up for the class, but everyone seems excited about it, and I think it'll be a lot of fun.
Definitely the editor-in-chief, it sounds like, the arm twister here. So how much would it cost to do it as a paper again? I mean, if you explored the figures there, and for that matter, the logistics of it, where would it be printed?
Well, we've checked it a little bit, and there's a few Ashland places where we could print it, but we'd probably go to Medford if we wanted to do that. We're not positive on how big it would be. I mean, the costs all depend on size and format of it and things like that. So we're still not sure about that, but we're checking figures right now.
The paper version of the Siskiyou was a tabloid size, wasn't it?
I'm not sure.
I think it folded over. Yeah, have you? I mean, you guys still have copies hanging around, hard copies?
I guess there's some. I found out just today there's some in Hannon Library from the, I think even like the 40s and 50s. It was started in the 1926. And so there's some, I have not seen a hard copy of the Siskiyou, though.
It's hard to keep an institutional memory in something where the whole staff kind of comes and goes in 4 years flat, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's definitely difficult with, like I said, with the not being any journalists, quote-unquote, on campus, no majors, so there's not too many people who want to stick with it for the full 4 years or things like that.
For you guys in particular, I mean, Eli, you're a communications major, Eric, a psychology major. It's not necessarily true that either one of you would end up sticking in something like the newspaper business, and, I mean, you've got the passion, but I mean, how do you convince people who might be marketing students or something else to take this course and go ahead and do this?
Actually, that's something we've been talking about recently, since right now I believe you can only get communications credit for taking the class. We've been talking about making it a more collaborative effort with other departments, so marketing and EMDA creative writing, English, just try to give kids more incentive to take the class, because it is fun and it's creative. Even if you're not intending to go into the news business, it's a good experience when you're writing with the intent to publish. You know, you write differently. So I think that's something we need to do, is to broaden our scope.
That's a good point, though, about the fact that, I mean, everybody writes these days. I mean, you can have a blog and put your stuff up on the website. You can even just get a Facebook page and just start tapping away right now. So,
exactly.
So it must be tricky to convince people to go under the umbrella of something that isn't really their ownership.
A little bit. I think a main pull is that it's kind of fun, and also it's great for a resume and just developing skills. I mean, personally, I felt my writing's developed in all my classes, gotten a lot stronger. And
deadlines do that to you, don't they?
Yeah. And having deadlines and things like that, it's a good eustress.
So you guys doing any kind of Kickstarter things or crowdfunding to try to get money up to get the print edition back?
We haven't started a Kickstarter yet. Right now we're that's another thing. Either the GoFundMe or a Kickstarter or one of those is something that we've considered and we'll look into. I mean, talk about in the upcoming meetings and things like that.
All right. So obviously the first thing that has to happen is your class needs to meet, so you know how many people you actually have for the system for this quarter. And then if folks in the community want to help, how do they get a hold of you guys?
They can reach us by email. It is stillmane@sou.edu. And we'd also encourage them just to check out the Siskiyou. There's some cool stories up now, even though they won't be printed for another week, but it's just siskiyou.sou.edu.
Siskiyou.sou.edu gets you to the online newspaper at Southern Oregon University. All right, Eli Stillman and Eric Gelfie, thanks so much for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you.
Thank you.